Major League Baseball's self-imposed deadline for finding a new city for the Montreal Expos is drawing nigh. Washington, D.C. seems to be the front runner, but Las Vegas, Norfolk, Northern Virginia, they're all said to be in the running. The stumbling block, sorry to call him a block, is Peter Angelos, owner of the Interstate Baltimore Orioles. We're about 35 miles away from a putative Washington, D.C. baseball team. Washington Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And reading the tea leaves, is this, has the decision been made for Washington, you think?
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen this week. You got to wonder, though, Scott, the nation's capital has driven the Senators out of town through mass indifference not once but twice. That's a baseball record.
Yeah.
And the fans of the Twins and the Rangers have to be caused to be grateful for that. Will the third time be the charm? I don't know. Baseball's changed a lot, and Washington is promising a new stadium near the Capitol building. But 3 years in RFK, that old stadium, boy, I remember covering some Senators games there, Scott, and it wasn't a pretty picture. I was rooting for Vegas myself. Think of the road trips.
Well, let me ask you about the argument that Peter Angelos of the Baltimore Orioles is said to be making to other owners, that he will look at someone like George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees and say, look, George, there's also a lot of demographic arguments to put a baseball team in northern New Jersey, and you wouldn't like that very much. If they can do it to me, they can do it to you.
Well, but what about the Mets? They're right much closer to the Yankees than Washington is to Boston. And, of course, you've got Chicago, Los Angeles, and, you know, the Angels and the Dodgers, the Giants and the A's. Those teams are close, too. I don't think he's got an argument there other than what he can muster support among his owners, and that seems to have faded away.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, he is concerned because so many big-name Washington, D.C. lobbying and law firms have skyboxes at Camden Yards and Oriole Stadium. Can we fairly is this a big enough market? Look, Washington, D.C. had a hard time supporting one baseball team on two occasions, as you say. Can we assume that this is going to be a large enough market to support?
No, that is, you cannot assume that because it hasn't been large enough in the past. It just hasn't been. Mm-hmm. That is the big question that has to be answered. Baseball is taking a big, big risk here. It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out.
Mm, okay. And some of us are sorry to see baseball leave Montreal.
Well, you know what Yogi Berra said, Scott? If people don't want to come to the park, you can't stop them.
Okay, Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, who's also a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.